Welcome to StanLib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within StanLib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the key economic developments that have unfolded over the past week. And right now, there's a huge amount unfolding, whether we look at the BRICS summit that is happening in Brazil, whether we look at the One Big Beautiful Bill that was recently passed in the US. This week, we've got an expectation of a lot of updates on trade agreements between the US and a range of countries. Domestically, a lot of politics unfolding either around the GNU or around some of the statements within the police cluster. So a huge amount to focus on. In terms of the economics, I guess our focus is really the US employment data for the month of June. I'll chat about that in a bit of detail. On the face of it, it looks like a decent outcome, but I think it's important to drill down into some of the dynamics behind the increase in US employment, which are perhaps a little bit concerning. In South Africa, I'm not going to go through the specific data that came out. I think it's fairly evident that private sector credit is growing at a modest pace, that the tax revenue is holding up in South Africa. And I think some of that improvement relates to the fact that the government didn't compensate for the impact of fiscal drag. So under those circumstances, individuals are paying significantly more tax. I don't think we need to go through that in a lot of detail. Perhaps the one bit of good news is that there's now an over-recovery on the petrol price. So remember, last month, the petrol price went up around about 52 cents a litre. But if I look at the data coming out, because of the reduction in the international oil price, there's actually an over-recovery on the petrol price of about 40-odd cents a litre. So that's good news. If we look forward to next month, we could well get a petrol price reduction. So I think this week we simply want to chat through the economic numbers relating to the US labour market, and then we'll pick up on some of the South Africa issues next week. So let's talk about the US labor market data that was released last week. There was a wide array of employment-related indicators, including the ADP private sector survey of employment. We had the job openings data. We had the weekly jobless claims. And then, obviously, the official labor market report for the month of June. That was released on Thursday. Normally, it's released on a Friday, but Friday last week was a public holiday, so it was released a day earlier. If I look at the details of that labor market report, the US created 147,000 jobs in the month. That was well above a market expectation. The market thought that the US would only add 106,000 jobs. At the same time, the unemployment rate fell from 4.2% to 4.1%, whereas the expectation was that the unemployment rate would actually rise to 4.3%. So that's a good set of data. So where's the difficulty? The difficulty is if you break down that increase of 147,000 jobs, what you notice is that the government added a significant portion of those jobs, in and around the 70,000. I think it was exactly 73,000 in the month, which then tells you that the private sector created also around about 70,000 jobs, 74,000 jobs. Now, 74,000 jobs in the private sector is well below the recent average. Over the last 6 months, the private sector has been adding an average of 142,000 jobs a month. So this is literally half the normal average. And so it does highlight that the labor market within the private sector is softening, and clearly that is raising some concerns. Now, this isn't the only indicator that labor market conditions are softening. We've seen a range of indicators point to the same outcome. In particular, the ADP private sector survey that came out last week, it revealed an actual decline in private sector employment. If we look at the weekly jobless claims, they've been generally trending higher, certainly the continuing claims. And so you would suggest that some indicators are talking about a softening of the US labor market. That softening, fortunately, is not so extreme that it's raising concerns that the US would go into a recession. Far from it. We still expect the US to grow at at over 1% this year, but it is capturing people's attention that the labor market is not as strong. So what seems to be happening is that companies have just become a bit reluctant to hire. It's not that you've seen widespread job cuts. What you've seen is companies making an active decision to just delay the hiring initiative while they determine what the net effect of President Trump's policies are. Those policies could relate to international trade, they may relate to taxes, they may relate to various government spending programs. It does appear that the private sector is adopting a wait-and-see approach, and presumably when they've got a bit more clarity, they may be willing to engage a bit more positively with the labor market. But for the moment, there seems to be a holding back of employment. At the same time, we've got the acceleration of artificial intelligence in many businesses. In other words, the introduction of AI as a business tool is resulting in less hiring. We can see that particularly in youth unemployment. The youth unemployment rate in the US has shot up to 10%, and part of that is companies becoming a little bit more reluctant to hire young graduates. Instead, companies are looking at some of those positions and saying, well, those positions could be filled by artificial intelligence. Therefore, they are reluctant to automatically hire young graduates. And so there are a couple of dynamics that seem to be unfolding within the US labor market that could well be softening labor market conditions. I think that will persist during the remainder of this year, and then hopefully next year, because of the signing of the One Big Beautiful Bill and what we think will be further interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve, the US economy is expected to gain some momentum next year and accelerate to a growth rate of about 1.8%. Now, that acceleration should be accompanied by an improving labor market. And so we don't think the slowdown in labor market conditions is necessarily going to persist for an extended period. But in the short term, I think it can well continue on and can well get worse as people look for clarity around a range of President Trump's policies. Fortunately, we think this week a number of the trade deals will be concluded, and we'll see an outcome of that early in the week. And as we know, the One Big Beautiful Bill has finally been signed by Congress. So hopefully we're getting closer to the point where there's a bit more clarity around policy, and that would therefore allow companies to understand where the US economy is going at least a bit better, and therefore recalibrate their hiring decision. So an interesting set of numbers. In the short term, I think the labor market stays fairly soft. I think economic data in the US remains a little bit sluggish, but there's, just to repeat, I don't think there's anything in the data that at this stage would make me concerned that the slowdown in the US economy becomes something more severe. If it did, obviously it would undermine financial markets, particularly equity markets, which have gone to another all-time high. And clearly we'll continue to monitor that and flag if we think the slowdown is becoming more extreme, and therefore perhaps we would then become more concerned about a recession, but not at this stage. That's all from me for this week. Hope it makes some sense, and we'll catch up again next week. Please remember that Standard Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider in terms of the FASE Act. Also, this podcast should not be construed as advice.